You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, everybody, we are back. It's a upset day. that could be a very fun instant reaction here, but you guys already know what it is. It's Tape Don't Lie, Favorite Raiders podcast, Favorite Raiders Breakdown, Favorite Raiders channel. Subscribe. Make sure you guys, you know, if you like it, hit the like button, hit the dislike button. If you dislike it, you guys know, leave comments. I know we're going to have some comments about this one. So, I mean, it's ugly performance. The game's not over right now. Me and Matt started this early. We're kind of upset about the game.
The game is still going on. The game's still going on. The game is over, though.
The game is over.
There's still time left on the clock.
I want to see what Carr's passer rating is going to get to, because Josh DeBoe, he's not going to be able to do a second half passer rating this year, because his passer rating is at 112. If he keeps completing passes, it might hit up to 125. So, all right. The Raiders are down 41-14. We don't know what the final score is going to be.
They might score right here. They're in first goal right here.
Oh, they're gonna score. Oh,
they're gonna score. Yeah,
I'm telling you, bro. He's gonna have a rating of like 130.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. They just. Sorry. Go ahead. I shouldn't have interrupted you.
Okay. You're good. All right. So it's ugly performance, guys. I mean, really, there's really no other way around it. I mean, worst defensive performance of the year by far. The defense just got dominated on like every single phase of everything. They couldn't get pressure. Patrick Mahomes, he decided he wanted to play quarterback today, which pissed me off. This is like, okay, today we want to check down, just hit every check down that's available and just take everything, you know. They saw the Chargers lose and they're like, you know what, let's go win this game.
And the Broncos lose too.
Yeah, they're like you know what, guys,
Waller just scored a touchdown. I think it might get called back though by Brandon Parker Holt. they can't even do garbage time right now. Like, this is, sorry, I rough time recording it. But I mean, like you said, like Mahomes, 35 of 50 for 406 yards and 5 touchdowns. To the Raiders defense's credit and to Gus Bradley's credit, like, they did what the game plan was, or the quote unquote blueprint was, to stop Mahomes.
Yeah.
I mean, like you said, Mahomes just wasn't biting today. Like everything we were talking about on just yesterday, Saturday, we were talking about like Mahomes, like he just gets this frustration and like this has been frustrating him. And he's good for one, like turnover, one, probably two turnovers a game. He just, to his credit, man, like I feel like part of it is like, this sucks. Like you lose, but I feel like part of it, you kind of have to tip your cap a little bit, be like, you know what? They prove that they can do it with the dink and dunk passing game. And I mean, Derek Carr at the end of the game, that pick was an absolute frustration throw. Had another one later on. I mean,
that's him trying to like, that's him trying to be.
That's him playing hero ball.
Yeah, because he's tired of losing. That's what he's trying. He's tired of losing. I mean, just being honest, that was him. Like especially the last one, he was getting wrapped up, and the dude like wrapped him up, and he still threw it deep. Like he was probably like, no, like you guys can't ruin this stuff for me, man. Like the Deshaun Jackson play was the worst, because like I felt like Carr was starting to deal. Like he got hit a kid in the second half, and he was throwing some dimes. And he threw a dime to Edwards right before that. And then he threw a dime to Deshaun Jackson and then a fumble. And that was the game, bro. I feel like if the Raiders had that momentum and they were keeping up, it would have kept the Chiefs in, like, not like where they had to get into where they could keep checking down and keep in ball control and keep, you know, the ball away from the Raiders, which I feel like that's what they did. That was their game plan, which is super weird.
Yeah, I mean, time of possession difference right now as it stands is 33-41 to 24-22, which, I mean, obviously is going to get inflated with the Raiders' last possession here in at halftime or at the end of the game. Yeah. And like you said, like it was just – like I don't know how frustrating, like other than to sum it up as just being frustrating. Like you were talking about with the offense, just that Deshaun Jackson play, it was absolutely the momentum killer. Like,
yeah.
It was like, what, like had he just held on the ball, they would have kicked a field goal. It would have been a 7-point game, right? It would have been, and like the Raiders would have had two possessions, back-to-back second half possessions scoring, or back-to-back second half scoring possessions. Excuse me, losing my train of thought here.
You're good.
But yeah, but I mean, and then from there out, it was just nothing. Like if that doesn't happen, because the Chiefs ended up scoring what, a touchdown off of that, made it 10-point swing right there at minimum, maybe 14.
Yeah.
Like you said at the beginning of the show, that kind of DeSean Jackson looked like he was hot dogging a little bit, loose with the ball. And it's funny, like it came to light because DeSean Jackson's mom like quote tweeted it during like week two, but on his like one touchdown, Ted Wynn posted like DeSean Jackson and ball security, like some joke about that or whatever, like something to the extent of like never caring about ball security, and just his mom took offense to it. Well, what do you know? His first catch and his the only time he makes an impactful play for the Raiders is in his first game, and coughs it up for a huge first down or for a huge turnover. So
my camera.
And like you did say, like I think the silver lining here too, though, is Bryan Edwards had a decent game. I mean, three catches. I think they were talking on the broadcast, all over 30 yards. Like, of any of the guys, any of the Raiders receivers left, I don't think you were thinking Bryan Edwards is going to be the one to be the down the field threat. But every single catch he had was big. And like you said, having momentum going, had a connection going, but all obviously all for naught. Derek Carr, by the way, leading rusher right now, three carries, 18 yards.
that's what I'm saying. The Raiders never had the ball on offense, right? They never got going. And then when they started to get going and they started attacking that cover two that they were doing, I mean, then Jackson fumbled and then it was over from then. Because they couldn't stop the Chiefs. I mean, that was the real issue with this game, is that they could not stop the Chiefs. I think, I don't know what the third down is right now, but they're 7-for-12. So the Raiders going into the Giants game were 8th in third down, right? And then the Giants game, they gave up 50%, right? I think they were like 6-10 going into like the third quarter. And then now this game, they're 7-12. You know, that's a bad trend too. So we're seeing two trends going down. We're seeing the defense, they were good on third down. They're not anymore. And now, you know, we're getting to the point where, you know, it's, I don't know, man, it's getting crazy here.
So hold on 1 second. Fourth down and goal. Yep. And they don't get it anyway. Never mind. So money downs, third and fourth down efficiency for the Chiefs today. I'm just looking at the numbers right here. 12 of 18, third and fourth down efficiency, 9 of 15 on third down, 3 of 3 on third down. I mean, especially if that's how you're going to play, if you're going to play the defense of, we're going to give up the chunk plays, we're going to give up the stuff underneath, you have to be better than, at falling third down than that. You have to be at the very least below 50%. And then I'm looking at the Raiders numbers. 1 of 9 on third down. That's the difference right there. Like, we want to talk about it. We're talking about it like statistically. I mean, it's gone down now since the Raiders' last drive. But yards per play, pretty much even. Looks like the Chiefs are about to get a bit of big run based on my stat sheet. Yep. And the Chiefs run inside zone, hit the backside cut lane, just like the Bears did, for an 18 yard gain. Oh boy. But yeah, I mean, Chiefs are at now 7.0 yards per play. Raiders are at 5.9. So not that big of a difference, but money downs when it counts most didn't work.
I don't know what's not working for them. I think their problem is they're getting away from Darren Waller. And I think it's time that, you know, it's not a joke anymore. I know you got all these other players, and I know Bryan Edwards, you know, he had a good game today, and he was able to get open. But like, I mean, we got to start force feeding him a little bit. Like, I mean, if we got to get to the 13, 14 targets at this point, they got to start force feeding him and just start tossing the ball his way, because I feel like that they're getting away from that and they're not targeting him like he needs to be targeted at this point. I mean, Henry Ruggs is gone. I mean, DeSean Jackson, sure, he can get deep and open some things up. But I mean, I feel like that they're calling Jay Jones' number a little bit too much. They got to kind of simplify these targets.
Yeah.
And it's just gotta be a Renfrow and Waller world until it is what it is, you know? So
it's frustrating because it feels like when like it's like almost too late, they start like throwing the screens to Waller and start getting involved more in the short passing game, where it's like, why aren't you doing that to start off? Like, why haven't we learned by now? Like, are you like getting him involved in the game early? Like, I'm looking at it now, he's second on the team in targets with 7. But again, like we were talking about the other day with BD, I think, or last week, you know, Waller needs to be double digits at least every game.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. It's like I was just talking about, they end up throwing to him at the end of the game when it's push comes to shove and they have to, and they're desperate. But why, like at this point, especially with Henry Ruggs out, like you said, like this guy needs to be getting the ball. Like his, he cannot go 4 catches for 24 yards while Travis Kelce on the other side goes for 8 on 119, which was absolutely abysmal. How the Raiders just had zero answer for that guy once again.
It's funny. It was like, I'm like, he's slowing down the preview, and this dude just comes out and gets like 10 catches.
Yeah,
I was so mad about that.
What a fool you are!
What a fool I am! But it was more about how they played him. Like they didn't even try to do anything that any of the other teams did. Like James Bradbury guarded Travis Kelce, you know, and.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Having like Brandon Face on and then having Denzel Perryman try to guard him, it just didn't make any sense to me. So I don't know how that's going to go. I don't know how that's going to work, but they got to figure out that middle of the field, because the middle of the field right now is getting exploited. And until they figure that out, it's going to be trouble. So,
yeah, I mean, Jonathan Abram kind of 2 weeks in a row. I mean, again, another play where he's not like terribly out of phase, but kind of have like having the Carl Joseph effect where it's like, dude, you're just not big enough. Like you're just not good enough. Your ball skills aren't good enough. Gets beat for another touchdown. I think that one was by Darrell Williams, a freaking running back. Like, and I mean, he couldn't against Kelce when he was 1-on-1. I had a feeling that was going to be an issue going into the game. Ended up being way bigger of a deal than I thought it was. And there was one point in the game where the Chiefs like motion, like I think they had, I want to say maybe it was even Faison or Hayward on Kelce, and then they motioned him out, and then they got Abram on Kelce. And I'm like, that's the exact matchup they want. This is what they're trying to do. They know what to attack. They know who to go after. And it was the 5'11 guy versus the 6'5 all pro guy.
And they got the Cowboys coming to town next week, man.
Yeah.
Or they're going to doubt. I mean, on Thursday in like 4 days, you know, like it is, whew, man. Well, no,
they got one game between, right? Because I think Thanksgiving's next week. They got, who do they play?
This is Cincinnati, huh?
Yeah, Cincinnati. So now, oh, good. They got Jamar Chase and T. Higgins coming to town.
I mean, at least they got 3-step drops. We know we're getting 3-step drops this next week.
That's true.
We don't know, you know, Patrick Mahomes, like, but that's, you know, people talk all this crap about Patrick Mahomes. That's all Raiders fans. They're going in, oh, he can't read defenses. Oh, they're too high, da 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 da. And the thing is like, you have to make him get out of the pocket. And I don't think he left the pocket twice this game. Like twice, maybe.
He had the one that long heave on third down when, I mean, it was game was kind of over already, but to seal it. But yeah. But there was not like a whole lot of like him moving out of the pocket. Yeah.
No, he was just dealing from the pocket, just being, and he's super underrated there. And it's a place you don't want him to get comfortable, because if he gets comfortable, that's what he's going to do. Like, you know, people sleep on, you know, they see the highlights from him and all that type of stuff, but he was comfortable in the pocket. And that's why he's hitting that ball to Tyreek Hill on the corner. That's why he's hitting, you know, Travis Kelce. He's being patient and hitting everything. You don't want him playing like that. You know, so you got to make him move. Just like when they did get pressure and they had him running around in circles and they got him to throw the ball away, they forced a field goal. That's what you want. You don't want him comfortable. And he was comfortable as he ever wanted to be this week. And he was just dealing. And it's scary, bro. So
yeah. Like we said, like, I mean, this was his best game of the season. I think maybe his first game without a pick, without a turnover. I mean, 5 TDs. Like this was the Mahomes we saw in the last 2 years, not the last 9 weeks. And I mean, like we talked about the other day, I wrote about it in one of my articles too. Like, the Raiders did not want to be the team to wake the sleeping giant. And I think they might've just woken the sleeping giant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, this is, this, like, if I'm every other team, if I'm every other team in the AFC, and if I'm every other team in the AFC West, if I'm the Chargers right now, like, I'm like, I'm seeing, and I see this game, I'm like, I'm sitting there like, ah, crap. Like, we lost at the wrong time. Like, if this guy can do this every week, if this guy can figure out how to just, like, resist the urge to just force it down the field, like, yeah, he's going to be dangerous. And that's why they gave him a 10-year, $1,000,000,000, $1,500,000,000 contract.
Yeah. I think that this Raiders offense, I mean, they just got to it's going to be interesting. I have to watch this tape. I have to see what was happening out there because, yeah, you know, it's going to be trying to figure out, like, what coverages they're seeing because it looks like they adjusted well the second half.
Yeah.
It's just that fumble, bro. That fumble ruined the game. I feel like the game was, like, in hand, and maybe if they even scored or just, like, even got a field goal there, it's 24-17. I feel like they would have had some momentum. But then after that, it was just, and the car chucked it up.
So whoever's listening right now, make sure you're tagging Deshaun Jackson's mom and letting him know that Marcus is putting this whole loss on Deshaun Jackson's shoulders. Make sure you're very clear with that tweet. So
I mean, that felt like the James Jones play. You remember the James Jones play when he fumbled twice? That's one of the worst Raiders moments.
Yeah, vaguely, like Hoodie James Jones, right?
Yeah,
and it was with in Oakland. Yeah, I think I vaguely remember that where he had like one fumble like right before the end zone and the ball like landed like right at like the 1 yard line and they recovered it. I think if I remember it specifically.
No, he caught the ball and then he fumbled, right? And then he kept running. And he fumbled and he picked it up and then he kept running and then he fumbled again. And that's kind of like how I felt that play was. And that's when I knew the game was over when he fumbled. I was like, that's it was just such an embarrassing fumble. You don't come back from that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what else to say to that other than yeah. Like, right, man. Like it was a 30-yard gain too, almost a 40-yard gain.
That's what I'm saying. It was like Carr's best pass of the day. He like moved in the pocket and like made time and like the momentum of the game. Like it was everything you want, and then and like everything just went to shit after that. I'm sorry, guys. I'm at the cusp, but I'm serious. Everything just went. It just was gone. I was like, oh my god. I even knew it at that point. I was like, this game's over.
It was even a good catch after that too, because like Tyrann Mathieu got a piece of it and he still like hauled it in. And then I was like, at first I'm like, wait, is it maybe it'll get away? Maybe it'll be a drop or something like that. And like, no, they just he hauled it in through all that crap.
He thought he was gonna do a little. He thought he was gonna back up. No, it's not gonna happen. Sure. You're 35. You can't. You just go down, bro. Catch it. Oh man.
I will say the offense did start to move like a little better. It seemed like the underneath stuff was a lot easier to get once Deshaun Jackson did get in the game. So
yeah, that's
the one thing you can hold on to with him moving forward of like, okay, when he gets more snaps, when he gets more familiar with this offense, like it can pick back up. But yeah, it hurts right now.
Last thing we should talk about before we get out of here is I think it was interesting that, you know, I don't know what the tape says, but I mean, people are acting like, you know, Gus Bradley didn't play a lot of too high this week. So, you know, my thought process is like, is he not that confident in these guys that he feels like that he can't like mix it up that much?
Or, I mean,
I don't know. That's interesting.
I mean, right now I saw Dallin Leavitt was getting quite a bit of playing time right now. I mean, right now I think probably part of the problem why you can't, run too high is Jonathan Abram. Like Jonathan Abram, let's be real. Jonathan Abram is a linebacker in a safety's body.
Like, yeah,
like that's how it is. And like a Doug Farrar pointed it out on Twitter. It's like, we'd love to see the Raiders run too high, but they don't have two deep safeties. Like that's why they needed it. That's why they needed Trevon Merrick so bad in the draft, because they did not have a guy that could play that center field, let alone have two of them. And I mean, I got to imagine that's the reason why I'd love to see the snap counts when the Raiders tweet them out. But I imagine Dallin Leavitt, I feel like he hit like a season high in plays.
Yeah, he did play a lot.
Played a lot. And I think that was why, like, because that's, they started to go to that. And again, like, you can't run that with the guy that's mentality is to take someone's head off.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, I mean, that's all we got to say. I mean, this is pretty just ugly performance. 41-14. I'm gonna have an easy week. I got like 40 plays to watch this week, so it's gonna be easy charting. Easy week for me. 10 red plays. It's just like, it's gonna be super easy. I'm gonna get done like probably like 2 o'clock tomorrow. So, all right, guys. So make sure you guys subscribe. You know, download, hit the like button. I know we're all gonna be upset after this one. I've been feeling you guys' pain. I understand. You know, but you know, we're here to give you guys this breakdown. So make sure you guys keep subscribing. You know, even if the season goes down, we're here for the draft, guys. We got the draft for you guys. you know what I'm saying? We're here for you there. So you know, make sure you guys hit the subscribe button. Make sure you hit the like button. Make sure you guys follow us on Twitter at mholder95 at the Mark John NFL. We'll see you guys next week.
See ya.